Iraqis have been taking part in landmark elections in their country to elect the first full-term government. And Iraqis in the Czech Republic too have also been taking part. On Wednesday, 82 of them travelled to Vienna by buses provided by the Foreign Ministry in order to support the democratic process. A little earlier, we spoke to Ahmed Gleem, the spokesman for the Iraqi Forum, who has lived in the Czech Republic for the past 26 years. He told Radio Prague about his feelings on the vote.
Můj osobní pocit to bylo tak, že jsem splnil přání, které jsem měl v životě, abych byl jako normální člověk.
My personal feeling is that I fulfilled a lifelong wish to vote in normal elections like any normal person. These are the first democratic elections since 1953. So I'm very happy about that, as well as the fact that I was able to vote from abroad. The mood on the buses was very festive, lots of singing and national dishes, similar to the interim elections at the beginning of the year, when we went to Berlin. The future of Iraq is understandably on all of our minds, and it's something that is endlessly discussed.
According to Ahmad Gleem, the situation in the Czech Republic is clear-cut. There are those who feel it's their responsibility to vote, and there are those who, since the fall of Saddam Hussein, have consistently failed to take part. Of 280 Iraqi expatriates on Czech soil, some perhaps have not retained citizenship, and still others may have wanted to take part but have been unable to for health reasons. As for those who did vote, many remain optimistic. Despite daily reports of continuing instability and bloodshed in Iraq, many Iraqis still think that 2006 will be a better year. Ahmed Gleem once more.
As far as Iraq is concerned, I am confident that a lot can change. Now when we have political parties and now when we have Sunnis joining in the political process, that itself brings hope. As voters, we reject terror. We made that clear on our way to Vienna, and even today the terrorists' room to maneuver is slowly growing more limited. Regardless of who wins the elections, all parties taking part stress this, whoever wins must bring security first. Then we can deal with basic human needs. When security is settled in Iraq, I think the situation will truly improve.
Ahmed Gleem there, the spokesman for the Iraqi Forum.